Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences from General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Speaker, Elder Neil L. Anderson. Story, Couples in Mozambique Follow the Savior Instead of Their Traditions. From the Sunday morning session, It's a Miracle. Elder M. Russell Ballard. Story, A 7-year-old granddaughter revives a wilted tomato plant. From the Saturday morning session, This is My Work and Glory. David L. Beck. Story, Aaronic priesthood holders befriend a young woman who faces bullying. A deacon in Bangalore, India, helps activate all the young men in the branch. From the priesthood session, Your Sacred Duty to Minister. Elder Tad R. Callister. Story, 17-year-old George F. Richards learns of priesthood power by giving his mother a blessing. From the priesthood session, The Power of the Priesthood in a Boy. Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Story, The mother of D. Todd Christofferson helps a young woman in need to reach her potential. Saturday afternoon session, Redemption. Mary N. Cook. Story, A young woman faces her father's death and her mother's battle with cancer by exercising faith. General Young Women Meeting. When you save a girl, you save generations. Elder Quinton L. Cook. Story, A Hindu woman feels peace during the open house of the Suva Fiji Temple. From Saturday afternoon session, Personal Peace, the Reward of Righteousness. Bishop Dean M. Davies. Story, The Loma Prieta, California, USA earthquake in 1989 reaffirms in the mind and heart of Dean M. Davies the importance of building our lives on a firm foundation. From the Saturday morning session, A Sure Foundation. Anne M. Dibb. Story, A less active young woman feels the spirit during Young Women Camp. From the General Young Women Meeting, Your Holy Places. President Henry B. Eyring. Story, An orphan boy becomes the first member of the church in a city of 130,000. While serving in New Mexico, USA, and in New England, USA, Henry B. Eyring sees God's hand in building his kingdom. From the priesthood session, We Are One. Elder Enrique R. Falabella. Story, Church members in Arizona, USA, give Enrique R. Falabella and his wife money so they can return to Guatemala following their temple marriage. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Home, The School of Life. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Story, Jeffrey R. Holland tells a 14-year-old boy he need never apologize for only believing. From the Sunday afternoon session, Lord, I Believe. President Thomas S. Monson. Story, A man in Canada investigates and joins the church after 2 full-time missionaries bear powerful testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. By expressing love in his weekly letters, a full-time missionary brings his father into the church. From the priesthood session, Come All Ye Sons of God. President Thomas S. Monson. 8-year-old Thomas S. Monson learns obedience after lighting a field on fire. A faithful church member in Hungary saves his tithing for years until he can give it to his home teachers. From Sunday morning session, Obedience Brings Blessings. Elder Richard G. Scott. Story, A full-time missionary wants to pattern his future family after his mission president's family. From the Saturday afternoon session, For Peace at Home. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Story, West African saints begin singing hymns after the electrical power goes out in their meeting house. The gospel helps a young woman overcome the darkness of an abusive upbringing. From the Sunday morning session, The Hope of God's Light, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Story: Dieter F. Uchtdorf and members of his family flee from East Germany. From the General Young Women Meeting, Your Wonderful Journey Home. End of the article, The Conference Story Index.